He came to Jesus, and he and his whole household came to believe. Praise be Jesus and Mary. I would like to reflect with you today what I called a come to Jesus moment. I remember years ago when I was doing catechism here in Our Lady's Chapel every Thursday afternoon. People were saying, "Father, there was a traffic, that's why we were late coming over to the catechism." Why? Because the New Bedford downtown was sponsoring the aha moment. And I said, "What is an aha moment?" Well, it's a moment, of course, where people are partying in the streets. I guess there's something like that in the gospel today, the come to Jesus moment. And so he asks you and challenges you to ask ourselves this question: why do we come to Jesus? Why do we come to religion? Why do we come to church? And that is something that we will try to establish today. Why, in the gospel today, people from Galilee came to Jesus. There's something very unique in the gospel of John, in his record of Jesus' visit to his hometown, Galilee. Because among all the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke recorded the same thing. But he was rejected when he went to Galilee. In fact, it was there that he said that the prophet is not accepted in his hometown. At one point, Mark even recorded that he will be about to be pushed to the cliff because he declared himself, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, as the Messiah. The Gospel of Mark is unique, or rather, the Gospel of John is unique. Because in the Gospel today, he was accepted, he was welcome in Galilee. And noteworthy, the reason why he was welcome, according to the report and the account of John. They heard of the great things he had done in Jerusalem, the prodigy he performed when he was there in Galilee, in Cana, the miracle of the wine. So in other words, they come to Jesus because of the miracle, because of the prodigy. And I think this is one of the reasons, too, why we have the man, the royal official, came to Jesus way from Capernaum, 20 miles away from Galilee. Could you imagine? He walked. He walked 20 miles away from Capernaum to Galilee in order to request from Jesus the healing of his dying son. Why do we come to Jesus? Jesus, when he received this royal official, he said, "You people always wanted to see signs and wonders in order to believe." And I think that is something similar to our motives, why a lot of people today come to church. I do know when I was a teenager, I come to Sunday Mass, not because for the Mass, but because to display among the teenage Mass. Could you imagine that when I was a teenager? I bet you do that the same thing too. You know, put out your best clothes on a Sunday, and you'll be the first one to pile in line, of course, during Holy Communion. It's like a walk in a pageant, you see. But that's the kind of a motive. Later on, I try to choose the church where I go because they have a nice choir to singing during the Mass, you see. And I love singing. And I don't want to go to church where there's a bad singing at that one point when I was a young boy. Why do we come to Jesus? The people today, the Galileans, came to Jesus and welcomed him. Not because in order to meet Jesus, but to only get some benefits from him. And this is consistent in the Gospel of John. When our Lord multiplied the bread in the Gospel of John, our Lord fed thousands. And after doing that, he fled and went to the boat with the disciples. And the people are running after him. And our Lord said, why are you running after me? Not because you have seen the prodigy, but because you have filled your belly with the bread. You want some more, do you think? In other words, they wanted things from Jesus, not for him as a person. And I think there's a lot of people like that too in religion. We adhere to the Catholic faith because, oh, well, I come to the church because that priest preached well in sermon. Or there's a nice choir singing. Or there's a nice congregation. And there's this woman who said, you know, Father, I don't go to Catholic church. I went to Protestant church last Sunday because our Catholic church every Sunday is so sad, you know. It's so lonely. And there's a lot of singing in the other denominations. So these are the motives why we come to Jesus most of the time, in order to get something out of it only. The dad, the royal official, also came with the same motive, this time out of desperation. He would walk that distance because he's badly in need of Jesus' help. His money, his treasure, his popularity cannot save his dying son. You see? I remember years ago, Steve Jobs, the founder and CEO of Apple, when he was dying of pancreatic cancer. And he said, we cannot buy a lot of things. We can buy, rather, a lot of things in our lives with money. But there's one thing that we cannot buy: our health, our life. And he said, one of the wisest advices before he died, make use of it. Make use of the remaining time of your life to the full, to make a difference in the lives of others. That was Steve Jobs. Now, this man in the gospel today came to Jesus precisely because he cannot actually buy the life of his dying son. And so he came to Jesus because he heard about being a miracle worker. He performed a lot of cure and treatment. And our Lord had given him one of the most mysterious responses. He was invited to come to his house, and he said, go, your son will live. And he took Jesus' word for it. This is what all you get. I walk all this distance, and I'm desperate, and you just told me that he will live. And he obeyed. And he went back, bringing with him this faith in the words of Jesus. No miracle, no prodigy shown to him. And yet when he arrived, he was met by his own servant and said, your son is alive. Asking, of course, what time he was healed. It was that moment that Jesus said, your son will live. And what happened after this encounter, after he came to Jesus, after having received the miracle of the healing of his own son, the Gospel of John always concludes with a report of the miracle, which he called sign. He believed, and his whole household also believed. John only selected very few miracles of Jesus, and he called them signs. Signs that point to the Messiah. Signs that point to the identity of Jesus as God. Because for John, the miracles are not actually to be taken only for themselves, but in order to lead them to believe in Jesus, to follow Jesus. You see? So why do we come to church? Why do we listen to sermon? Why do we come to sing and listen to music? Not because of their own face value alone, but in order to be led to Jesus, in order to follow Jesus. Every sermon, every prayer, every music is useless if, until having encountered that, we are not led to a deeper faith and love of Jesus. Even how eloquent the sermon might be, if it does not lead individuals to love more Jesus, that would be in vain. There's this one man who was so curious about Curé of Ars, St. John Mary Vianney. He said, what was so famous about this man that people are flocking in pilgrimage to his parish? And he came on a time that St. John Mary Vianney was celebrating Mass. And the people in the church was full pack. And you see people climbing even in the confessional boxes just to hear and see St. John Mary Vianney. And he said, I have been in many churches with full packed people, with eloquent preachers proclaiming the gospel. In those churches, I see people climbing the confessional box. Here in ours, he said, people don't just climb the confessional box. After hearing St. John Vianney, they enter the confessional box for confession. That is actually what they get in coming to Jesus. You see? And so this man in the gospel today only have this practical, pragmatic reason why he came to Jesus. He wanted Jesus to heal his dying son. But Jesus did not just save his son, basically. He saved his whole household from paganism, from disbelief. He brought total healing to the whole family because the sign that he experienced did not end up being just a sign. It was led to believe in Jesus. Religion is not just attending ceremonies or practices. It is deepening our relationship with Jesus. And if religion does not contribute in the deepening of our relationship to Him, that religion becomes in vain. Because as I've said in the beginning of Lent in Ash Wednesday, this whole season of Lent is an invitation to enter to a relationship with Jesus, to become children of God. Let me conclude with a story of a priest who was visiting a dying man in a hospital. He was his parishioner. And as he entered the room, he noticed there was an empty chair beside his bed. And he asked the dying man, was there someone who visited you earlier before I came? He said, no. It was my practice to put here an empty chair beside my bed because I was told by my sister, who was a believer, that I can talk to Jesus as a friend. So I see to it that there's an empty chair and I believe that Jesus is sitting there beside me. So I talk to him whole day as a friend will talk to him, relate to him in such an intimate way. A month later, his sister came to the same priest and he said, my brother died. But there is a very unusual way that he died. Say, how? She said, when I went to the room, after 2 hours I left to get something for him, I found him already dead. But he's not lying on his pillow. His head was actually placed on the chair, on the seat of the chair. He said, why is that? The priest said, because I believe my brother was so intimately related to Jesus that he wanted to die in the lap of Jesus. That was how profound his relationship to him. He talked to him as a friend, and he actually died peacefully because he knew he was dying in the presence of Jesus. We're invited to come to Jesus, to have our own come to Jesus moment. And we can only have that if we realize, like the royal official in the gospel today, that after seeing the prodigy of the miracle of the Eucharist, the sign of the sacrament, we and our household will begin to believe.